It is Tuesday, the 20th of March, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ian Grader.
Becca Bacon Martin, features editor at Northwestern Sun Newspapers, with us.
I'm sorry I have to say this in this voice. It's Sesame Street Live. Elmo makes music.
Already happened once today, right?
10:30 this morning, but 7 tonight.
There you go.
At the Fort Smith Convention Center. That's 55 South 7th Street. Tickets start at $15, and they have a limited number of gold circle seats and sunny seats. I don't know what that means, but you can call 800-965-9324 or visit itickets.com.
Okay.
The spring break movie at 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library is Hugo.
An Oscar-nominated Hugo.
Tonight at the Boone County Library at 5:30, there's a program on researching Civil War soldiers by Jane Wilkerson, who is the archival manager at the Arkansas History Commission. Mm-hmm. And the folks at the Boone County Library are very excited about that.
They should be.
And tomorrow, and I'm very excited about this, Bill Flanagan will speak at noon at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale on Evergreen Cemetery Fact and Fiction.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
If you are not anywhere else tomorrow, you should be there.
Two people in Evergreen Cemetery played in the major leagues, Major League Baseball. Both of them had one plate appearance in their career. Just thought I'd tell you that. A little bit of history there.
Do you know their names?
I don't. I have them written down somewhere. But if you go to this website called baseballreference.com, it will list where every former Major League player who has passed away is buried.
Oh.
And I looked up Fayetteville once, and there are two in Evergreen Cemetery. Neither one of them had more than one plate appearance.
You might even know something Flanagan doesn't know, and that's saying a lot.
I'll find out.
All right.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.